Way back in the day where this story begins, President Kennedy rolls out the Peace Corps in the early 60s.
The Peace Corps gives us a chance to show a side of our country which is too often submerged. Our desire to live in peace. Our desire to be of help.
And in Grand Rapids, 25-year-old Jackie Ladouin is like, I am in. Her assignment? Liberia.
I had to go to an encyclopedia to find out where Liberia was, because I was ready to go as soon as Kennedy spoke.
Now picture it. Here comes this tiny blonde woman from Michigan into your rural Liberian village. And for Joseph Bukuyu, everything changes. He's 9 years old. His dad is gone, so his family's poor. He's eating one meal of rice a day, so he's smaller than the other kids. And to top it all off, his teachers are pushing him around.
They were kind of rough, you know, about teaching. And then when Jackie came in, she was more friendly, and she could make the concept much more simple. I said, wow, it's the first time in my life this lady is so friendly.
They all hung around the house. A lot of children hung around the house. Yeah. I had a library in there with books that people just would send, you know, from the United States. And I put a kerosene lamp in there and a long table. And they could come there and study.
And then we became closer and closer and closer and closer until we became friends.
Joseph spends so much time in Jackie's library, he learns English. He tackles the encyclopedia. And it hits him that education could be a ticket out of poverty.
And I knew if I didn't do well in school, that would be my last chance.
So even after Jackie is done with the Peace Corps, she keeps coming back from Michigan to visit Joseph. And every time, she just pushes him. He grows up and becomes the principal of the village school. But she says, Joseph, go to college. He gets into college and says, I can't pay for this, Jackie. So she says, I will help you pay for it. And then the war.
This is ABC News Nightline. Reporting from Washington.
Tonight, a unique behind-the-scenes look at rebel forces in battle as we focus on Liberia's brutal civil war.
For nearly 14 years, one of the bloodiest wars in Africa's history tears through Liberia. Jackie didn't know if Joseph was alive or dead until finally the fighting stops and one of his letters gets through to her in Michigan.
I was just glad he was still alive. It was amazing.
But the war left so much trauma in Liberia, the rape, the torture, the child soldiers. The country needed to heal, and to do that, they needed counselors and social workers. So Jackie pushes Joe one last time to go back to school. She helps him go to Ghana, where he gets his master's to start the first school of social work ever in Liberia. And one night, while he's there, he starts thinking, how am I ever going to pay this woman back?
So one day I was lying in my bed on my back just thinking. I said, Jackie has done so much for me. How can I pay back? And I don't have money. You know, so I just began to pray. I said, oh God, give me some kind of a vision that I can do so that Jackie's name will not be lost. So I said, maybe I can try a school.
That school, the Jackie Ladouin School, is now under construction.
I keep arguing with him about the name.
And that's the name. It will not be changed.
I said he should name it after his grandfather. No.
But Jackie's going to lose that battle because Joseph is determined to keep her name alive in Liberia. He's in Michigan now for the first time ever. He's working with Calvin College to help them send social workers back to his country. And this trip comes 50 years after they first met. And it's a tribute to a friendship that has played out not only in their lives, but now in the lives of students in two countries. In Grand Rapids, I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.